Time for Friday favorites. It is Friday the 13th. No, it makes any difference.
I actually have Friday the 13th jokes.
Oh, yay. Okay, Sam.
Family friendly, too. You can use them at school today. And I'm not saying that these are good. Which pasta dish do Italian people eat on Friday the 13th?
Don't know.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
See, Jody loves these things.
Play on words.
Yeah, very bad play on words.
Jody's Friday favorite.
Okay, getting on, moving on to, this has got to be, there's so much to say about the Eras Tour in theaters today.
We're about to go on a little adventure together, and that adventure is going to span 17 years of music.
Taylor Swift debuted and showed up at the premiere for the Eras Tour Wednesday night, then announcing Wednesday night that, hey, we're going to release tickets early yesterday. So it really started yesterday, even though today was the original date. Here's what you need to know if you were going to see this. AMC has completely prepped their employees on how to handle all these Swifties. Yes, you can sing and dance and stand up in your seat if you want to. They want it to be like a concert culture, like you can dance. That's what Taylor Swift did at her premiere that was packed. It was a multiplex in Los Angeles, and the whole thing was shut down for the whole day to get ready for it. About 2,200 people saw it all in, you know, all the screens, and she was there singing and dancing along. The concert, the Eras Tour shows, were all 3 hours long. So how did they get the movie to 2 hours, 40 minutes? I'm here to tell you. They, of course, cut out some of the songs to keep it as a PG-13. They cut out any song that had any cursing, which had a few.
Gotcha.
And then they made some of the...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there are some. Okay. But the more recent ones, Murph. And then they also did some slicker transitions, quicker transitions than she could have actually done in person.
Yeah.
Okay, know that. My other favorite thing that happened on that red carpet for her premiere, and we talked about it a little bit, is Beyoncé. You know, there's been this whole idea, maybe you've thought you've seen it play out in social media, that there's some sort of war between the two of them because they both had huge tours this summer. But there's not. There are certain factions of their fandom that want to sort of pit them against each other, but they are friendly. Beyoncé was there supporting Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift will probably do the same thing when Beyoncé's movie lands.
That's awesome.
And so they posed on the red carpet together. They had those moments. I do want to say this, if you plan to see it, stay for the end credits because there are outtakes from behind the scenes.
It's like a Marvel movie.
The Eras Tour in theaters this weekend.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today, and it's also Grateful Friday.
Yeah, let's hear from you about the little and big things you are grateful for on this Friday the 13th. A lot of ways that you can connect here with us, especially on Grateful Friday, including dropping us a voicemail or just giving us a call, 877-310-4MSJ.
Never miss a call. Murphy, Sam, and Jody, 24-hour voicemail.
Morning, Murphy, Sam, and Jody. Just wanted to say you guys make my morning every day. I always listen to y'all on my way to school, and y'all make the world a better place just... by telling y'all's jokes and being yourselves. Anyways, that's all I wanted to say. Hope you'll have a good morning.
What a beautiful voice.
I love that.
Thank you for that. Sam, it must be about you and the jokes because you're the one that drops the jokes.
You mean like the safest place to hide on Friday the 13th?
Where?
The living room. One person that laughs at these, here.
I know. It took me a minute.
Because it's a play on words.
Yes.
Murphy's too much of a brain to get that immediately. Right?
No.
I think that's the case.
I love a play on words.
It just takes you a minute.
I guess it does.
Okay. All right, Grateful Friday rolls on. You guys ready? Joanne says, and this is to our Facebook and Instagram pages, I'm grateful for the man in my life. He's brought so much love and joy. 5 years ago, he came into my life, and I wouldn't change a thing. That's beautiful.
That's sweet. Do you feel the same way, Jody?
Absolutely.
Just asking.
You laughed right away.
Yeah,
you got that one.
Yeah, apparently that's even funnier.
Nicole said, I am grateful for my new place and the wonderful friends who helped me move.
Nice.
Look, asking somebody to help you move is a big deal.
It is a big deal, yeah.
I almost would rather not ask my friends to ever do that.
Have you ever, but if you've ever helped somebody to move, there's always that one piece of furniture that's a little too heavy. Have you ever done that before?
Yeah.
Pivot!
Yeah. True.
There was a whole Seinfeld episode about that. Like, you don't ask somebody to, wasn't it, Seinfeld? Like, you don't ask people to help you move unless they are, you know, friends from back in the day, family-like.
If you have a pickup truck, expect to be asked.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Boy, that's true.
Is that why you got rid of your pickup truck, Sam?
Well.
Right. It's Grateful Friday. Love to hear from you. 877-310-4MSJ. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Gain Flings Laundry Detergent.
His name is John Carpenter, and he is the one who brought us the original. He's the director of the original Halloween movie, and he was at this, he was doing this interview with Comic Book Magazine, comicbook.com, and of course they bring up Michael Myers and Laurie Strode and how that story is supposedly ended, and he was like, whoa, wait, don't ever believe that that's over. He said, there are many ways of bringing Michael Myers back. I'm like, what?
I think he's proven that with
I know.
Only 72 different Halloween movies so far.
We can have James Bond forever. Why can't we have Michael Myers forever?
Well, you can.
Well, because James Bond doesn't get killed in every one.
He almost does. Anyway.
Oh, look, he's back again.
I just thought it would be cool to throw that out. If you are a big fan and, you know, you feel like it's over, John Carpenter says it isn't. Mm-hmm. I love that story in October. Also wanted to let you guys know that this weekend is the return of the new season of Saturday Night Live, and Pete Davidson is hosting. Here's the little teaser.
Pete, what are you doing here?
Oh, my apartment's under construction, so I'm just living here.
Only casts or hosts are allowed in the studio.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
Do what?
The host thing. I'll host.
Ah, so he's hosting this weekend with musical guest Ice Spice.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam has music news.
Yeah, just like Taylor and Beyonce this year, we've got another tour set to start where the shows are going to be over 3 hours.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Skyrizzy.
Madonna is ready to kick off the Celebration Tour. In fact, she's kicking it off this weekend over in the UK.
You know what she has to live up to? No, I'm not
the
talking
Eras
about
tour,
no
Beyonce.
No, herself.
Oh, just showing up
Truth
on time.
Truth or Dare. Remember, she was the first one to give us that sort of look behind.
Okay, well, here's what's coming: 40 songs.
Ooh,
that's going to be featured. They're going to have screens all over. Not only are they going to be, it's going to be her whole career, which is good to know going in. They're going to be covering her wardrobe and her the Truth or Dare, the other
good.
Stuff she's shot, the books, everything. You're going to. It's like a whole experience.
It's kind of. It's kind of like she wishes she could have thought of the word eras, but everybody has that in their career.
Here's what's cool. There's not going to be a band on stage.
Oh.
They're actually going to use the original tracks from the original albums, the original songs, and she'll sing live to the original tracks. So you're going to hear the music the way you've always heard the music.
Cool. Okay.
It's kind of
That's exciting. I mean, I hope she brings it. I hope she doesn't make the crowds wait too long for her to come on stage, because she's been famous for that, too.
We waited 2 hours, and then there was a 3-hour show. We'll see you tomorrow. Okay, Chris Stapleton having to postpone some shows last night, tonight, and tomorrow night because he's got bronchitis and laryngitis. Mm. Good news is he's on the ball because he's already got the 3 shows rescheduled for next month. So if you happen to have, if you're going to any of those shows this weekend, save your tickets. They're good for the future shows. If you can't make the future shows, a refund.
Is he drinking Tennessee whiskey with honey and lemon?
That's just a really good question, Jody.
It would help. I'm not supposed to make jokes. That's the only Sam's job.
It was a pretty decent joke. We could work on it.
Okay, thanks.
Fix the timing on that one. And, you know, coming out next Friday, the soundtrack for the new Trolls Band Together movie. We get that new NSYNC song. Just let me take you to a better place. Also got another song that's been released now, so we can enjoy this one. Camila Cabello and Anna Kendrick. Their characters sing It Takes Two.
She can sing. You forget that Anna Kendrick can sing. And then you wait, Cups.
Cups.
Yeah.
Can't forget that one. Yeah. The soundtrack next Friday. The movie is November 17th.
Coming up next, 3 things to know today.
3 things you need to know today.
Brought to you by Tide.
Number 1, Israel is responding in force to the Hamas attacks on their citizens that happened over the weekend. And they're saying they have dropped 6,000 bombs on Gaza.
Mm.
And that is, you're talking about an area that's about 25 miles long, specific targets. They are going after militants. So how is America involved. The U.S. State Department says that that they're working to help Americans evacuate Israel right now. And the word is the death toll of Americans right now is up to about 27. Probably another update from the White House today.
Yeah.
Number two, we know that someone in Fraser Park, California, has won the Powerball. It's a small mountain village of like 2,600 people, and nobody's come forward yet.
Well, 2,600 people, even if everybody in town was part of it.
I know, it's like play the odds and watch what's going on. You know, the hope is that the person holding that ticket knows it and is just doing what they're supposed to do, which is get your affairs in order before you, you know, hold it up in the air and say, hey, it was me.
Didn't leave it in their pocket and get it washed.
No, hopefully not. And number three, theaters this weekend throwing out the regular playbook for the Eras Tour.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Meaning they want you to take selfies, pretend and treat it like it's a real concert. You can dress up like Taylor. You can exchange friendship bracelets. And, of course, singing and dancing is encouraged.
Three things for you to know today.
Time for Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week, brought to you by Swiffer.
Number five.
Netflix gave us the sixth and final season trailer for The Crown.
The Crown is a symbol of permanence.
Oh my gosh. Don't forget that this show, every single episode looks like a major motion picture. It's that beautiful, and you can get sucked in. You can think you don't care about this stuff, and then whoa, you're there.
I loved it.
Part one will be reaching us November 16th. A few six episodes, and then part two the next month, December 14th. So by the end of the year, you could be finished with all of this.
Holiday binge.
That's right. And it only goes up through like 2006, so no Harry and Meghan here.
Number four.
Frozen 3 is in the works over at Disney.
Do you wanna build a snowman?
The head of animation says she's blown away by what she's seen so far. They're not letting us know plot details, but everybody's back. Kristen Bell, Idina Menzel, Josh Gad, you name it. When are we getting this movie? 2026 or 2027.
Number three.
A new book coming out revealing a lot more than we ever thought we'd know about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, including some Chris Rock.
The people I did it hurt. It still hurts.
All right. It's Jada's memoir called Worthy, dropping on us next week on the 17th. The big revelation so far that she and Will have actually been separated since 2016 and living separate lives, but they're not divorced. And then when Chris Rock heard they were separated, he asked her out and she said, I'm sorry, I am actually still
according
married.
According to her.
According to her and according to this book.
Number two.
We like Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling together, right?
Hey, Barbie. Can I come to your house tonight?
Chemistry in the Barbie movie. So guess what? They're working together again. It's an Ocean's 11 prequel set in Monte Carlo.
Oh, cool.
In the early 60s. Can you imagine the sets and the clothing?
The clothes, yeah.
An epic type love story with adventure, of course.
Number one.
The big one being the Eras Tour movie in theaters now.
We're about to go on a little adventure together, and that adventure is going
to Here's what to know. I want you to know. Stay for the end credits. There's behind the scenes stuff and wardrobe malfunctions and stuff you couldn't have known was happening that's happening that they share with you.
Mm-hmm.
The concerts were all 3 hours long, but this movie is 2 hours, 40 minutes. So not every song makes it. They make the transitions quicker. And when exactly was it filmed? Over the 6 nights that she played at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles.
Okay.
She's a big fan. She was there in the audience the other night dancing and singing, and that's the word. If you show up, AMC says, feel free to stand up and dance and sing.
Coming up next, Sam is the food dude.
I'll let you know how to get a free hamburger on Friday the 13th.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Kohl's.
Who says Friday the 13th isn't your lucky day?
I feel like it is for sure.
If you like Crystal Burgers.
Oh, okay.
And you order a 12-pack sack full today, they're going to throw in a 13th one free.
Hey! Good. You know, we knew a guy that could sit there and eat a whole sack at one time. Remember?
Yeah, that's
not good.
Not right for you. It's not right for the body.
I have ordered.
Kids listening, you need to know that.
I've ordered sackfuls before, but I mean, after three or four, that's it.
Yeah, you're like, okay. Yeah.
You know, one of the rules that I try to live by when we have to eat stuff like that, like we're on the road and there's nowhere to go and Murphy pulls in, it's like, I'm going to have the kids' meal. I'm going to have a small, small portion. You're going to eat bad, eat small.
Murphy, as the driver, always gets the messiest portion thing.
Sadly.
Yeah. Driving with my knees again. Okay. Popeyes welcoming back the Cajun style turkey this year for the holiday season.
Oh, cool.
So you can either order them from your favorite Popeyes location or you can go online and order it.
Cool.
Pick it up, throw it in the oven, and boom, bada boom, bada bing. You're all set.
Okay.
Jimmy John's has a new barbecue ranch chicken crunch sandwich.
Jimmy John. Oh, Jimmy John's.
Yeah, freaky fast.
Got it.
And I wanted to know what the crunch is, because it's like, crunch. It's barbecue ranch sauce, sweet baby Ray's barbecue sauce, kickin' ranch sauce, a lot of sauces.
Yeah. Yes.
Crispy tortilla strips. There's the crisp.
Delish.
Cheddar cheese, lettuce, tomato, mayo.
Okay.
Crispy that you can put on a sandwich.
Those
usually works.
Onion strings on a sandwich.
Jalapeno strings.
Mm-hmm.
Crispy ones.
No, you said it right this time.
And that's you that doesn't say it right.
I need help on this one. I know I'm the food dude, but this is new in the frozen section at the store by the frozen food, fruit. Hershey's.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Chocolate-covered strawberries.
Oh, yes.
Some kind of chocolate on the blueberries.
Yes.
And raspberries as well. They're frozen with chocolate on the outside.
Delicious.
So that's not for a recipe. That's just for popping and eating.
Yes. I mean, I guess you could put it on top of a cake, things like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Why, you can have frozen fruit.
What?
Frozen fruit.
Try again.
Yeah, frozen fruit. Why not chocolate-covered frozen fruit?
Yeah.
Sounds
you
delicious.
You just don't want to accidentally put that one in the pantry and forget about it for a few days.
Don't worry. As if, Murph.
Coming up next, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Gain Flings Laundry Detergent.
This is different and coming from Netflix. Think of your favorite shows on Netflix when you're really into it. You know, you can't wait to watch the next episode or mm-hmm. just everything to you. Well, they're planning to open Netflix House soon. That's what it's called.
What is that?
Physical retail stores so that you can have a full immersive experience based on your favorite shows.
Like so a change. Gift shop with merch?
Sort of. Mm. Right. So themed food, experiences based on those shows, and the big one being merch. You named it. Specific locations have not been, you know, confirmed yet, but the launch is expected in 2025. So not right around the corner.
Well, it is kind of cool because remember the time when we were in New York, we went to the NBC store?
Right.
I mean, it's like all the hot shows have mugs like and that. Shirts and everything.
And that means it would change all the time as the shows and movies change all the time on the platform.
Like it.
So look for that. Also, yesterday, Warner Brothers gave us a new, more full, beautiful trailer for Wonka, which also gave us a little bit more of Hugh Grant as an Oompa Loompa.
I will have you know that I am a perfectly respectable size for an Oompa Loompa.
An Oompa what now?
Sorry.
It looks so beautiful and magical and cool. Timothy Chalamet, it's a prequel story to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in theaters December 15th.
All right, a little help with the Halloween costumes coming up.
Yeah, the top ones, in case you want to avoid that and be original, on the way.
Friday the 13th. You want another joke?
Please.
Sure.
What day's worse than Friday the 13th?
Saturday the 14th?
No. Monday the whatever.
Yay, I knew that one, and I love Saturday the 14th.
Oh.
Okay. Nice.
AKA any Monday. Got it.
Oh, it took
I am really
a
slow today.
Again.
I'm so sorry.
He's got the delay on.
Yeah.
He really does. Okay, are you guys ready for the hottest costumes this year? For me, I like to see this list every year so I know kind of what to avoid because I don't want to be another brick in the wall. I kind of like to do something a little different, but maybe you want to go popular. So the number one top selling right now, and I was at a costume shop running errands the other day, and somebody was looking for this stuff, is Barbie, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Barbie, can I come to your house tonight?
But remember, there's a million versions of her in this
there's
movie.
There's Holiday Barbie, there's Malibu Barbie, there's Astronaut Barbie.
There's also Weird Barbie.
Oh, yeah.
How much fun is that one?
I'm Weird Barbie. I am in the splits. I have a funky haircut and I smell like basement.
Oh, God. Okay, so look for that. And there's so much you can do with it. There always was. And now Barbie's really blown up. And for little kids.
Yeah, you get a wagon full of mannequin arms and just say those are Barbie pieces.
Ha.
That's not a bad idea. It's easy enough to find in most households.
Yeah.
Okay. Also big this year, especially among little kids, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You were baby turtles who made contact
rightly
with
so.
Mystery.
Yeah.
Another one, The Little Mermaid.
Out of the sea.
You know, it's and I love pop culture and, you know, current event sort of costumes, but it's hard to convince a little kid. You know, they if they're dreaming of being a princess or dreaming of being a Power Ranger or whatever, and that's what they get to do.
I met a girl the other day whose name is Ariel, for
oh,
real.
Yeah?
And she was named after the movie Little Mermaid.
I love that.
Did she sing?
No.
Did she seem to like that?
Right, but she was hiding her feet. I didn't know what that was about. Right.
Did she seem to like her name?
She loved her name. Yeah,
good.
Very proud of her.
I kind of like that, too. Because when your parents name you something from pop culture, you know, you're stuck with it.
Yeah.
That's your story. Speaking of it, pop culture this year, there's so much you could do. I love the idea of going as Taylor Swift and Beyonce together, right? Since they appeared together the other night on the red carpet.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. And flip it. It doesn't have to be the obvious. You could be the Taylor Swift, you know, zombie or vampire or anything like that.
Or Taylor Swift and Jason Kelsey.
Instead of Travis.
Yeah.
Jody has three things to know today coming up next.
Three things you need to know today.
Brought to you by Tide.
Number one, today is Friday the 13th. And I don't mean to mention it because of Jason Voorhees, but just because
great day to go to Crystal Lake.
It's considered unlucky in Western culture, not everywhere in the world. And guess what happens? Some businesses sort of experience big losses today, especially in the travel industry. Hmm. Number one, airlines. A lot of people will not fly on this day, being superstitious. Friday the 13th.
Okay.
Number two, maybe you're not the biggest fan of AI. Maybe you embrace it, but here's what's up. AI now can detect melanoma with 100% accuracy. That's better than the best doctors and dermatologists. 100% accuracy. And can catch it early.
Okay, I was wondering.
Right. That's the next question. And that's where AI is really going to improve our lives in the world of medicine. And number three, we know that the Powerball winning ticket was sold in California in a small town. No one's come forward yet, but here's what's up. You know, the store where it's sold gets a bonus. They get a $1 million bonus. And so the owner's like, it's me. It's my store. It was a liquor store. He's going to use half of his money to pay for his college for all of his kids.
Oh, okay.
Isn't
cool.
that beautiful?
Yeah, I thought he was going to say, see ya!
No. It's a small business. So the rest of it, he's going to keep working.
Wow.
The big ticket winner has 1 year from the time of the drawing to come forward.
That's three things for you to know today. Want another Friday the 13th joke?
Please.
Sure.
What is Jason Voorhees' favorite fast food restaurant? Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
It took me a second.
Okay,
awesome.
Well, and what country does he like to spend time in? China.
Okay. All right. Here's where I could have used your help yesterday, both of you, but I did not want to call. And you'll understand why. I had to go shop for some booze yesterday.
Oh.
Well, that's a good thing you didn't call for advice on that. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Well, I can still give it to you. So can Sam.
I don't normally buy a bunch of alcohol.
However, this weekend...
I do drink. You guys do not drink.
No.
Right.
But I never was the one to, I'll bring the booze. I never was. And
you never called it booze either.
Whatever. So.
Yeah, mama.
Okay, well, whatever. But
you know, it's funny, Murphy. She posted yesterday a picture on her personal Facebook page outside the liquor store. And I'm thinking, why is Jody at that place?
Yeah.
Why is she buying liquor?
That was one of my favorite places, too.
Okay, so here's
for me,
up.
That was a convenience store. But, you know, that's a different story, different time.
That liquor store is laid out really nice. Like, they had cute candles in there, and they have all kinds of really cool stuff, and they have a bar in the back. Did you know that?
Oh,
yeah, you can pull up a chair in the back, I guess maybe for certain tastings and things like that. But anyway, my point being, I was lost in there. I'm not normally the one. I was overwhelmed.
It wasn't organized by liquors?
It was organized by liquors, but I was still overwhelmed. I had no idea that there was this much to choose from. And I was looking for something very basic and very simple. And I didn't want to call you or text you, Murphy. And then I thought, let me ask him. Wait, no. He doesn't drink either. And I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? You have to know when you stop drinking, people in your life try to behave accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to. Anyway, I finally had to go to the front and go, look, I just need a regular bottle of Jack. Jack Daniels, a small one. Because there were big ones and honey ones. And I just wanted the basic. And
I just wanted the black label.
Right. See, I didn't know to say that.
Oops.
See? Anyway, there's a whole world out there that I had no idea about. And I felt really.
Yeah.
It's rare that I would feel weird in a retail situation.
But it's smart. I mean, you go with the experts that are there. They're the ones that are selling.
Sure.
It, you know?
Then they upsold me on something else.
Yeah, of course.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
At 8:20, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, getting to more Grateful Fridays from our Instagram and Facebook.
Social Media Connect.
Love hearing from you here on Grateful Friday. Comments rolling in. I knew I was going to get some of these, so let's just go get it out of the way. Yesterday, during like a Hollywood Outsider talking about the Eras movie, I accidentally said that today was Taylor Swift's birthday. I knew it was a mistake. It's not true. Her birthday is December 13th, not October 13th. In my brain, October 13th was a big day this year for her because the Eras Tour movie. So Chelsea let me know and several other people.
Yeah. Don't mess with a Swiftie.
Hey, I'm grateful. I want the information to be correct.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for you.
Sure.
So always send us anything, anytime.
I'm horrible with birthdays anyway, so.
Carol sent into our Facebook page. This is not specifically grateful, but it's costumes. We've been talking a lot about it because it's time. It's time to start thinking about it. Just heard the Halloween costume theme ideas. One Halloween, my date was Freddy, and I was his victim.
Hmm.
I had a scar on my neck that would move. And it would open when I moved.
Ooh. Wow, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Gross.
Freddy was very scary. You know why?
The sweater.
The whole not being able to go to sleep. You are supposed to be able to be completely, you're vulnerable when you sleep. That's where the scare is in that whole story to me.
Because the only time Freddy appears is when you sleep.
You did see the movie.
Well, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Scary stuff. Maybe not as scary as Michael Myers, but whatever. Also from Kay. Murphy, this is about the beautiful little bird who's living in my wreath.
Oh, that's
our
right.
Wreath on our door.
In the hello wreath.
Yeah, it says hello.
In the O.
It says, we live in the country. This is from Kay. We used to put wreaths on our front door until a big bird flew into the house when we opened the door from the wreath. It took us forever to get the bird out, and the bird poop off of our furniture.
Yeah.
Oh, you having second thoughts now about us salvaging that, are you?
Actually, no. I don't want to mess with that bird. What if there's an egg in there? Hmm. Or eggs.
There's no egg in there.
Is there another door you can use?
Yes.
Or I can just hang it on the bricks to the right.
We're not putting the... No, I just... Can we not move it until...
Bring. I really don't want to leave it there.
Thank you for that. We love hearing from you. Keep it coming anytime. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Gain Flings Laundry Detergent.
If you have waited for something new from Eddie Murphy, just like I have, I'm always waiting for something new.
I want some new stand-up.
That's not what I have to report.
Oh.
But Eddie Murphy is doing, after his 40-year career, his first ever Christmas movie. Mm. It's going to land on Prime Video December 1st. It's called Candy Cane Lane.
I need your breakfast amount of reindeer.
What? Why are you like this?
Thank you so much, baby.
Oh, no. He plays a dad who accepts this magical wish. So there's magic involved, as usual, with Christmas movies.
Uh-huh.
To help his family win the insane neighborhood decoration contest.
Ah.
So it's Eddie. And you know how he's
that could be funny.
Magical smirk on his face. Love him so much. Candy Cane Lane, December 1st. Also, wanted to mention, remember that Suits was the biggest success streaming on Netflix this year.
Why don't we go out and celebrate?
We're all in the same boat now.
Yeah.
A lot of people who'd never watched the USA Network show, it's a legal drama, and it did star Meghan Markle. A lot of people discovered it on Netflix, and it was just a big, you know, success, mm-hmm. like a rebirth. Well, now they're saying there will be a spinoff in the works. They're not going to start with original characters, but as usual.
I guess
usual,
it's not Megan.
No, it's not. And with usual, as usual with spinoffs, eventually down the road, one or two characters may pop back in.
Yes, it is true that having too many apps on your phone can slow it down. Because it's, now, Jody always used to say that. And I'm like, oh, no, it's made for this.
Wait, you believe this now?
Well, yeah, I read it somewhere else.
That's
how it goes.
There you go, Jody.
You marry in life, they don't believe anything you say anymore.
It's just that, you know, I thought the phone could handle it. So I'm in the habit of removing apps that I don't use anymore.
Wow.
Some, are tough to peel off because you never know when you need them. And
you can put them back on if you need them.
True.
It takes two seconds.
That is true. Only if you're moving for speed. For example, a lot of these wildlife apps, I just love them because you can point, you know, your camera at a bird.
What?
Or if you took a picture of that bird, you can use that app and it can analyze
that
photo. and tell you what kind of bird it is or where it's from. Sometimes you want to know that.
Yeah, they have apps that analyze bird songs to let you know what kind of bird it is.
Same thing with insects. Same thing with leaves for trees. Same thing with the solar system, you know?
You don't even spend that much time outside, though.
Oh, the solar system.
Oh, yeah. You can hold it up to the sky.
I got one of those.
So, I mean, that way the kids don't have to know that you didn't really know that's Mercury. I proved it beforehand. But the one that I like that that came in really handy about 8 weeks ago is the one, you know, when our dog Champ got bit by a snake, and it's an app called Snake Snap.
Yes.
That's actually what it's called.
That was
Snake
important.
Snap. And what's cool about that, and I'm still going to remove it anyway, but to me what took that one to the next level is if the photo can't be identified by the app, there's actually a professional
experts
snake dude. I don't know what you call that. It's not an ornithologist.
On standby?
It's a bird. Yeah. Somewhere in the world, there's always somebody that his job is to review what gets sent to Snake Snap.
Good.
And tell you what kind of snake it is.
The app pays him, I'm sure. Him or her.
Yeah.
Could be a girl. Biological sciences major somewhere.
So did you talk to that person?
No, I didn't need to.
Oh, the app showed you?
Yeah. He said, this is obviously
dummy.
A cottonmouth idiot.
Back away.
No, the app knew it right away.
That's cool.
But I'm going to go ahead and remove it. But I just thought that was cool.
You got to use it.
It's one that actually also has a live human that will work, you know.
That's the trick. Murphy has 800 apps on his phone because if he has to use it once and it works, day made.
It's also,
that's the happy day for you.
Redundancy. He's got like 4 weather apps. And
yep.
Well, you never know.
You know him.
Was that lightning really 10 miles away or not?